Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking,
that guy's voice, huh?
Urban of highway,
Bob.
Endless skyway.
That golden valley.
Golden valley.
What were Bing Crosby's last words, Joe Sebilia? Come on. Huh?
What a great round of golf.
Very good. Very good. He said exactly. How do you know that? He said, we just talked about it last night, and Joey knew it. He said, beginning of Bing Crosby, said, great round of golf. Guys, let's go have a Coke. Boom.
Right.
Died of a heart attack right there on the course.
It
you know?
In Spain, I believe.
Oh, you are. Only Sebilia would only Sebilia would know. You are the best. I swear to goodness gracious.
Yeah, I think he was in a golf tournament in Spain or something.
Wow.
And he had a good round and he fell over and went out doing something he loved.
That's it, Bally. I'm done. Yeah, I got to tell you something, though. That music comes from Beth Connor, Mike Connor's beautiful bride, and she sent those albums, and we used those albums. I had no idea about those albums when people were patriotic, and that was pretty much after John Kennedy died and was assassinated, and then Frank Sinatra wanted to kind of bring the country back and wanted to pay tribute to that and remember JFK. And they did a whole album of patriotic music, which is unheard of nowadays. Can you imagine that? Anything patriotic. But we will continue being patriotic on the radio, and I honestly believe most people feel that way. You know, so when you see things are happening, and by the way, I feel like I have to make this this caveat on the show. When we talk to Mike Davis, for example, and we talk about Donald Trump and his immunity, and you could criticize, sure. And are the criticisms justified? Sure. But you can't, this lawfare, to quote Mike, the lawfare is scary because it's you and me. And my thing isn't about Trump. You know, I'm telling you, I don't know that there's somebody else that could turn the country around the way he did when he was president, you know. But it's so beyond President Trump, due respect to the man. It's so beyond him. It's you and me. They could lock up Peter Navarro. They'd lock him up. Mike Flynn. What happened to General Flynn? You forget about that. Yeah, no. It's all political takedowns. And not to mention a litany of people whose names I hesitate to mention. Because you will say, really? They went after that person too? But I don't want to embarrass that person. We know that person. They're guests on the show. And they've spent $1 million, maybe $500,000, mortgaging their homes to pay the legal bills. Why? Because the DOJ under this Biden administration, whatever you want to call it, is going after people for political purposes. And if you're a Democrat, don't tell me you know exactly what I'm talking about. And now we have on campuses across the country the unrest that we had when I was a kid, and it was for civil rights. You could see civil rights is a cause. You could see the Vietnam going up against the Vietnam War. All the death, 50,000 plus, you could see that there was a just cause for a protest. But now, to back a terror group, the most egregious, horrific terror group to walk this earth, they tell you about Genghis Khan, they tell you about the horrors of the past, that's what Hamas is. And by the way, if you're a Palestinian in the Gaza Strip and you're going to support Hamas, is that what you're doing? These people, in my opinion, were held hostage. in Gaza. The Gazans were held hostage, and they should thank Israel for ridding the world of these cockroaches and these cowards. And that's all they are. I don't, you know, when it's early in the morning like this, I hate to go through everything that happened on October 7th, but you can't not talk about it. What are you going to say to your kids? Here, look at the video. Here, look at this, the GoPro videos that they took. It didn't really happen. Susan Sarandon said, Susan, look at the GoPro video. It's not from the IDF. It's not from the Israelis. This is from Hamas bragging what they did. Bragging. And every single person that is protesting backs that. And every single person that is backing that and protesting and on college campuses and doing shit should be kicked out of school. Throw them out. And I would be as severe to say throw them out of the country. If you're going to back Hamas, then go join Hamas. Matter of fact, if you're going to back Hamas so much and you're going to do sit-ins and you're so full of all this that you got to change, and you're Ilhan Omar, you're at the University of Minnesota, and your daughter is there protesting and you're going to join, what a nice family outing. Let's go tell everybody how bad America is. Let's back the most horrific terror group ever to walk the earth. Let's do that. Why don't you just go back to Somalia? Why don't you go back? Go help in the Gazans. Go in there. And then I ask this too, and it's all objective, and maybe you could help me. Maybe you can enlighten me. Maybe you could educate me. But is there a reason why Jordan puts up a wall to keep the Palestinians out? Is there a reason for that? I'm asking for a friend. No, but honestly, is there a reason that Egypt won't let the Palestinians in? Is there a reason? Is there perhaps a history when they opened up their borders, something happened? I'm telling you, don't accuse us of I don't want to hear racism. I don't want to hear anything about occupation. I want you to understand, when you protest on a campus, it is for the most egregious, satanic group that ever walked this earth, and that is Hamas, and you're backing them, and I am appalled by it. And again, it's beyond the Jews, it's beyond Israel. It's like, why would you back people like this? Why? And that's what you're doing. How ignorant can you possibly be? Yet they go out. And how ignorant can AOC be, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Why isn't she concentrating on her district that I hear is in absolute disarray? Homeless on the street, crying through the roof. Yeah, what is she doing? She's saying you can't have the police disrupt these protesters. Who are these people? I'm exhausted telling about it. I see it clear as day, and I know you do too. And I'm sorry that we got to even talk about it in the morning, you know. That's why you wonder why we're talking about, you know, movies, or we're talking about, you know, my crazy life, you know, or what we're doing in our personal lives, because I want to just turn the tide to a more positive approach, you know. So there it is. Just stand fast. These protesters are wrong, and they got to be shut down. And I applaud the police. We support the NYPD. We support the law enforcement. And I would just say, if you're a parent and you're spending $70,000 to $100,000 a year at these colleges, get your kid the heck out of there. Send him to vocational school. Put your foot down, right? Just explain, and maybe you can show them. If they're 19 years old, they're old enough to watch those videos of Hamas and the Holocaust of October 7th, 2023, and how we still have Americans being held hostage by this group. Godspeed, IDF. Godspeed, Israel. This is. I'm telling you, and Hezbollah, you're going to be next. I'm telling you, we got to. If we don't do it now and take care of these satanic groups, it's just never going to go away. And now, let me do this if I can. 8:14. And I want to give credit where it's due, but I have to be careful on the radio. So I'm going to ask Al to jump in on this, on the Harvey Weinstein situation.
Right.
So he was, walk us through what happened. He was accused of and you know what?
He was accused of sexual assault from a number of women. One of the women, he was found not guilty of sexual assault, but he was found guilty of a number of others in New York. He was sent to prison. He was also tried in California for a similar thing from other women. He was found guilty there. So concurrent sentences, I think. I forgot what the sentence was here in New York, and then he was supposed to serve the sentence in California after that. I don't believe it was concurrent.
Let me just stay on New York.
So he was accused.
He found guilty, and he went to jail.
Right,
and then that's where Arthur Idala stepped
right. So
up.
Arthur steps in and says, "You know, I don't think he was given a fair trial." Opens up the proceedings. Weinstein says, "Okay, go ahead," et cetera, et cetera. They go through the process. Arthur, I guess it was 2 months ago, he was in Albany testifying, you know, giving his side of the case, et cetera, et cetera. They were not expecting to get a decision until May. Suddenly, yesterday, the appeals court decides, okay, we're ready, and we come out, and they say 4-3, case is overturned. There are laws that have been on the books in New York since 1901, if I'm reading correctly here, Arthur has been talking about, that what the court did was not give Harvey Weinstein a fair trial. They brought in other witnesses that said that Harvey Weinstein did this, that, and the other, but were not directly related to the case. So basically, the appeals court said, no, when you're trying this case, you have to try it on the people that are accusing you. Mr. Weinstein doesn't have the ability to be cross-examined for these other people that are coming into the case. He was never cross-examined about those people. So they threw out the case. They said, no, the case is thrown out. But the Manhattan District Attorney, he's not free from jail. So the Manhattan
Alvin Bragg
has said, we are going to retry the case. So what happens is Harvey Weinstein gets moved from an upstate prison. He comes downstate to the city. He continues to stay in jail while the Manhattan District Attorney's Office puts together a new case and tries him again. If they release him from New York prison, if they somehow give him bail, which I don't think they're going to, he would be remanded to California because that's where he would have to be serving that sentence there. But from all accounts, Arthur actually is on Fox 5 right now. I'm actually watching the teleprompter. He has said the Manhattan DA is going to retry the case, that he spoke to Harvey Weinstein a little after 10 yesterday after we got off the air and said he found Harvey Weinstein found out because somebody put a piece of paper in front of him and basically said, you're free, or the case. At this point in the case. Now, again, there were a number of women. One of the women was found not guilty. So that is done. He can't be tried again for that. That would be double jeopardy. It's the other women they will be trying him again on to see if he is guilty or not.
And Alvin Bragg had the decision to he could have let him go. Correct, Al?
They could have said we're going to try him. Or we're not going to try him because we don't think that we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt. But, of course, if they do that, that just puts New York's laws in jeopardy of saying, well, if I was assaulted or sexually harassed by somebody, why should I bring it to court in New York?
He's going to save it for violent offenders. Although, I got to tell you that please understand this. That if you hate Weinstein and you think he's guilty as ever, I have to do this for my friend Arthur. This was a monumental case. This was a legendary, monumental, in the books, historic case that Arthur got what he got. Weinstein may be a monster. He may be an absolute sexual predator monster that you hate. But the fact that Arthur went in, because you know what happens now? When you push too hard and you have all these women with the Me Too movement, and it happened to Governor Cuomo, they got the governor out of office. Now, listen, you may hate Cuomo for what he did in the nursing homes. Fair enough. Right. Fair enough. On the money. But there was nothing there for Cuomo, and he had to leave. He had to leave. You got to watch when you push too hard that. And that's what happened with Harvey.
Right, but to be clear here, the governor was never accused of assaulting anybody. He was just accused of inappropriate behavior and other things. In this case, Harvey Weinstein, he was accused of assaulting women and doing different things.
Oh, assaulting women.
It's sexually assaulting women. So it's two different things here when it comes to that case. So I think we have to be careful.
All I'm saying is that the Me Too movement went too far, and now it's going to come back. Please be careful.
Right.
You know, the Gloria Allreds out there accusing everybody, and you're going to make it bad for everybody
else. A lot of people are arguing that, you know, he's free in this. It's not that. What Arthur was arguing was the merits of the law. That Harvey Weinstein was given a fair trial, he still could be convicted. But he was not given a fair trial. So how do we know? That's why the case will be retried.
You're making far too much sense.
100%. Thank God I'm going on vacation. Thank God I'm getting away for a couple of days. I want to kill some brain cells. I don't want to be this smart because it's bad. It's really bad. For humanity, it's bad if I'm this smart. It really is.
Oh,
I need to continue to be dumb and fat. That's
humanity. Well done, Al. Well done. Joe on the radio, 20 after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads. General Jack Keane is going to join us coming up. I know. We got Al. Al's got to go to law school now. He's got to die, baby.
Not.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Hey. He can help Arthur out, you know, on the side.
Debbie's on the roads. Check it out, traffic for you. Thank you, Debbie Duhame.
Thanks, Joe. And let's see what's happening here as you head to Wall Township over on 138. Looks like you have this accident over by 195 in Wall Township. Looks like the right lane is blocked, so watch for that delay. Traffic is also a problem as you head to 57 over in Phillipsburg. That's out in Warren County. Car into a building there with the downed utility pole. So kind of tough here on 57 as you head out toward the area of Liberty Road. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the eastbound Gowanus up by the Gowanus Canal. Some police department activity. It's in the HOV lane. Problems continue on the Sprain. The Sprain north of Jackson Ave in Greenburg. Looks like a multi-vehicle accident. They're still working at the scene over there. Volume on the Goat Trail into Camp Smith Drive. Down through Cortland Manor, getting down through the construction zone. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic. Southern State Parkway eastbound right by Wantagh Avenue. A disabled vehicle. Westbound Southern State at 110. It's a collision being cleared. It's sunny today. High of 60. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Connors and Sullivan. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. So this is exciting because Mike goes out on the road. Mike Connors does, right? And he goes to and he does these free seminars. So which is just amazing. He's been doing them all week, right? This morning, Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard. Hey, Bayside, Queens, you listening? 11 a.m., 3 p.m., you got Mike Connors live in person, a free seminar. You want a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, a nursing home costs, any of that. Mike can answer that. 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., two shows for Mr. Connors. I mean, it's two seminars. He does. Right there, Adria Hotel this morning, Northern Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. Now, Monday, the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, anybody? 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th at the Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And if you can't make those free seminars that I just mentioned, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your very own free office appointment. You have a free initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. Don't forget, Mike always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. So if you want to go see Mike, and you should go see Mike, again, this morning at the Adria Hotel in Bayside, Queens, check it out, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And for the other dates and to learn all you need to know about Connors and Sullivan, please go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Brandon Tatum can see the trick.
Joe Biden wrote on X, complaining about the disparity in earnings between male and female, and he's being disingenuous. These people on the left, these Democrats, are pushing an agenda that's not rooted in facts and reality. They're trying to do their best with abortion and wage gap and all this other stuff to turn out female voters to vote for them.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970, The Answer.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let me tell you about Ion Real Estate, okay? I know you're going to be looking at real estate maybe this weekend. So the beauty of that is on AM 970, The Answer, right here across the country, by the way, and around the world, for that matter, AM970TheAnswer.com. You could tune in to Ion Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock New York time, with Dottie Herman, the one, the only, vice chair of Douglas Elliman. Anything you need to know about real estate, and it is so wild out there. I always tell you that. Do you rent? Do you buy? Where do you get your mortgage? As I go through New York, I see all these empty offices, especially downtown, you know, all those Wall Street. What, maybe can you grab something like that? Can you get a good deal? You got to listen to Ion Real Estate. It's Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock with Dottie Herman. She got Lucas Ferrara with her. This is a great show. It tells you everything you need to know. By the way, you want to be part of the business? Well, you could listen to Ion Real Estate. Again, Saturday mornings, it's 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. 8:25 on this Friday. General Jack Keane, kind enough to join us. General Jack Keane is a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and Fox News senior strategic analyst. Jack, General, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning, sir.
Yeah, great to be here, Joe, with you and your audience.
Well, so now we have Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State in China, meeting with Xi Jinping, and where are we going on this? Because this is my fear, General Jack, and I wanted to ask you about this. The alliance of that BRIC, those BRICS nations, you know, of India, you got China, you got Russia. I feel like we're being pushed out. Like NATO is becoming inconsequential. I mean, your take on this. And the fact that Blinken goes and talks to Xi when maybe President Biden should be on the phone with him? What are you thinking, General Keane, if I may, sir?
Well, on a couple things. No, I mean, NATO still is the most significant political and military alliance, you know, that's ever been established. And NATO also recognizes, I was just speaking to the Deputy Secretary General of NATO earlier in the week, and NATO recognizes that their challenges are not only with Russia in Europe, but their challenges are with China also. You know, because China is so aggressive outside of their region, you know, in the global south, in Africa, in Latin and South America, and trying to, you know, gain geopolitical leverage using predatory economics and mercantilism to influence these countries. So, you know, NATO is a valued resource as far as I'm concerned. And certainly, remember, Joe, I mean, the only time NATO has ever stepped out of the region, ever executed Article 5, was when it joined the United States as a result of 9/11 to depose the Taliban and go after the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and there wasn't much doubt in anybody's mind that they were going to do that. So, and they have really stepped up against Russia. A lot of people are uninformed in terms the degree that their military assistance that they're providing. And in many respects, Joe, they've been more aggressive than the Biden administration because they forced us to deploy tanks. They forced us to deploy long-range missiles. They forced us to get involved in the F-16. So, yes, NATO clearly has a role, but because that role is so influential, China, you're absolutely right, has formed the BRICS with Russia and other nations to South Africa is a part of it, India is a part of it, obviously to have their influence globally in a way that the United States and NATO has had a global influence. So there's no doubt that they want to compete with it.
And if I may, General Keane, we touched on this before, the money that went to Ukraine, and everybody's up in arms because the money that goes to Ukraine, and it doesn't seem to be itemized. But I have to set this stage, if I may, sir. The evil of Vladimir Putin, people, because he's very smart, and correct me if I'm wrong, he'll have people go in, he'll do interviews, and he will use people, and he's really good at that. But this guy is, I don't want to say a current day Hitler, but he won't stop at Ukraine. I mean, just so people who are upset about the money going there, and by the way, General Keane, we shouldn't be there. And I think if we always say President Trump was in office, there's no way, in my opinion, that Vladimir Putin moves into Ukraine. We should not be there. But we are, and now we got to step up, unfortunately. Because, indeed, Putin will continue going through Ukraine right into NATO, correct?
Yeah. I don't think that's disputable because, I mean, he has said it many times himself. And all of our intelligence services have done the same. I mean, what influence Speaker Johnson, you know, when he was just a congressman, you know, he was opposed to Ukrainian aid.
Right.
And like a lot of congressmen and senators, he never had a classified briefing on this subject, although they were available to him. And at the urging of the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee and the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, all Republican leaders, they urged Speaker Johnson to take a classified briefing on what Russia is up to. And as a result of that, he became a strong supporter of stopping Russia in Ukraine. Because what happened? I mean, he was informed. And he had knowledge he didn't have, and I think the leadership that he displayed was pretty savvy, you know, and how he's gone about that. We were in an interesting position, you know. The American people as a whole want to support Ukraine, and that's been in two polls by the Reagan Institute, you know, since the war began. The majority of the senators do. The majority of the representatives in the House do. And so did the President of the United States. But it got all tied up by a minority of Republicans who were opposed that, and they held up the process. I mean, there's nothing wrong with people opposing something. I mean, this is what the dynamics of a democracy are about, and
yeah.
You argue these things out. And, you know, there was an overwhelming vote and I think it reflects the general view of the American people. It is the right decision. You're right. We don't know for sure. My judgment, similar to yours, it is unlikely if President Trump did have a second term that Putin would have moved on Ukraine. I don't think that would have happened. We don't know that for a fact, but based on what we do know, you can come to that conclusion.
And General Keane, on that note, President Trump gets back in November, let's say, and again, all politics aside, does he negotiate a peace? Can there be a settlement? Can you talk to this guy, Putin, at this point? And I guess if anybody could do it, you would think Donald Trump could do it. But is that a possibility, do you think, General?
I think the real pressure for that, while the president may have a desire to do that, and you know, and he hasn't really displayed all his cards here, you know, is, you know, one statement is not a policy. You know, I can end that war in 24 hours by getting them both together. I mean, you know, it's obviously, and he knows, it's much more complicated than that.
Mm.
But the real pressure can be applied by the Ukrainians with this military assistance thing. Look, at they just, the United States gave them the long-range attackums, and they did it secretly in March. A week ago, they used it for the first time. This is 190 miles this thing can travel. They slammed into a Russian air base and took down a lot of their capabilities in Crimea. And this is what they intend to do, to destroy the military effectiveness that sits in Crimea with not even putting a foot into Crimea, using these weapon systems, the cruise missiles they got from the Brits and the French, and now it's likely the Germans, given we have given these long-range missiles, the Germans like the United States to move first. They'll now have a missile system, we think, called Taurus that will help. So that'll be four long-range systems that they will use to reduce the effectiveness of the Russian military inside Crimea. This is the kind of pressure that gives you leverage to go into negotiations. And that's the only thing that Putin really understands.
What a great take on that, General Keane. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And we'll let you go, General. But, I mean, you're a four-star general. We have immense respect for your military prowess. But just taking it local in New York with the almost riots, I mean, sticking up for Hamas, does the National Guard have to come in that regard? Or, you know, just on a control issue, General Keane, how do we stop this? And the NYPD is doing a great job, and we feel for them and support them. Does the National Guard come in, sir?
Well, if it's necessary, yes. But I really think, first of all, let's just say this is outrageous, this anti-Semitism and pro
yes, sir.
Hamas
yes, sir.
Behavior by these uninformed, ignorant people out there. I mean, I've never thought I would actually see anything like that in this country.
That's right.
And it's appalling. And the feckless presidents of these universities who cannot restore order. The police are there, willing to restore order. All they have to do is ask them to come in and remove people who are breaking the law and arrest them. And don't just cart them away and then release them immediately. Give them the misdemeanor that this really is. Give them a police record, which this really is. You have committed a crime against the city and the state, and you are being held liable for it. And yes, that would be the first step. And the president should be encouraging the mayors, the governors also
yes.
to speak up and
yes.
support these presidents in doing the right thing. And actually calling out, I was a trustee at my alma mater for 4 years. I'm in yeah. an emeritus status now. And I know that those trustees, they have control of that president, and if they want that, if they want that president to bring in the police, by God, she'll bring it in at
yeah.
Columbia.
Yeah.
They'll remove her, but they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And call those people out as well. We got to get on with this. This is a disgrace.
So true, General Jack Keane. General, I look forward to the day we could just watch the beauty and the serene pastoral beauty of a baseball field in the Bronx, sir. Maybe one day we can enjoy a game together. And away from the ills of the world.
All right. Take
thank you.
Care.
Thank
Take
you, General.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. General Jack Keane right there. Hey, it's 8:37, and Liz Peek's going to join us. Big Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees and 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Pro-Palestinian protests continue to spread across colleges in New York City. At Columbia, negotiations continue between university officials and students whose encampment has taken over part of the campus's west lawn. The protesters have said they have no plans to break down the encampment until Columbia divests itself from any company profiting off the current war between Israel and Hamas. And they want students arrested or suspended in demonstrations to be pardoned. Meantime, over at City College in West Harlem, there's an encampment set up while protesters faced off with security guards at FIT on 7th Avenue in Manhattan as they stormed into the museum at the school. After it being suspended a few weeks ago, a summer curfew for youth under the age of 18 will begin next Friday in Newark. Under the curfew, the youth will be brought to the city's re-engagement center where police would bring them home. Plan also includes putting social workers in contact with youths who are caught violating the curfew. The curfew will start weekends and move to 7 days a week after school is out in June. In sports, Knicks dropped their first game of the postseason. They fell to the 76ers 125-114 in Game 3. Islanders on the brink of elimination. They lost to the Hurricanes 3-2. They now trail 3-0. The Athletics beat the Yankees 3-1. Mets were off. They'll open up a series against the Cardinals tonight. NFL draft began last night. The Giants with the 6th pick selected LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. The Jets also added to their offense in the first round. They made a trade with the Vikings, flipping picks, and Gangrene selecting Penn State offensive tackle Olu Fashanu with the 11th pick. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Alternate side parking in effect. Watch for delays on the eastbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point drawbridge. It's an accident. Traffic slowing down on the eastbound Gowanus up through the area of 39th and in through the Prospect. Still seeing some pockets of volume as you head to 138, getting out toward 195 in Wall Township. It's an accident. One lane is blocked. Garden State Parkway south of 149. It's a collision. 440 south at the New Jersey Turnpike in Edison. A collision being cleared. 287 south exit 22. into Far Hills. It's an accident there as well. Over on Bergen Boulevard in West New York, a pedestrian accident to watch out for. Cross County eastbound slowing down by the Hutch with a crash in Mount Vernon. The Sawmill south at the Taconic. It's a disabled car in the way, so prepare for some delays there. Inbound George Washington Bridge 15, Lincoln 10, Holland 10. Again, alternate side in effect. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Well, Joe on the radio, great to have you on this Friday. I tell you about Relief Factor once, I'll tell you 1,000 times because I think it really can get you out of pain. It's 100% drug-free, and they use that unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric. You know that, right? And sometimes you watch TV and you see people just selling like turmeric. You see people just selling omega-3s. People saying, oh, you can get resveratrol. Well, you know what? All of those 100% drug-free ingredients are in, that formula is in Relief Factor, and it stops the inflammation that causes the pain. Helps support, that's what Relief Factor does, helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So you feel better all day, every day. And for $19.95, you really have nothing to lose. You have a feel better or your money back guarantee. All right, $19.95 with a 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. 3-week quick start kit. Give yourself 3 weeks, 2 days, 3 days, 7 days, 5 days. That's what I keep hearing. Give yourself 3 weeks. Let's get you out of pain. Let's get into spring. Let's get into summer. You got a life to live, kid, and you deserve that. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or relieffactor.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
All right, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Kevin McCullough. Sounds like a great event. Let me tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I love the Tunnel to Towers Foundation because they help out Gold Star families, fallen first responders, you know. And when I meet those kids, the 5K run and walk with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in September, and I told you before, and I took Charlie to meet those beautiful, beautiful children, lost their moms, lost their dads, protecting you and I. Tunnel to Towers steps right up, pays off the mortgage of the home, builds smart homes, you know, for the catastrophically injured. How about the homeless veteran program? That in the line of duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. So the foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America. We talked to Bill Camastro a while ago, just on the air here this morning. We are going to be at Gold Coast Cadillac May 11th in Oakhurst, New Jersey to raise money for who? For the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. 80 runs, walks, climbs, dozens of golf outings. This goes on all year long at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Then the 9/11 Institute, educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. And as Bill said, God bless America. It's our responsibility, and if you can, to step up and just donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. $11 a month. And you know what? More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate goes to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Isn't that wild? Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. God bless you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Liz Peek is taking some time with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer. Liz is a Fox News contributor and kind enough to join us. Liz, good morning. Happy Friday to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Friday is always a good day. How about you?
Well, I'm feeling the same thing. I mean, I have some school stuff to do with the kids, but it's like I can't believe where we are. I can't believe what's going on. And then I'm watching what's unfolding every single day, Liz Peek. First of all, the protest. I'm old enough to remember when we used to protest for, I don't know, a cause. Liz, yeah. You know, we'd go out, Vietnam, okay, got it. Civil rights, got it. This is inexcusable. And now you, according to your opinion piece of Fox News that we will re-X out into a second, Democrats want to mine Trump's legal battles for a 2024 win, but they didn't count on one big thing. Explain to us, Liz Peek, if you would, what that one big thing is, please.
Well, I would say actually two big things. One is, actually, Joe Biden, when he was at a fundraiser yesterday, somebody asked him about the Trump trials. They said, I haven't had a chance to watch those because I'm out campaigning. So raise your hand if you think Joe Biden out campaigning is a plus for his campaign. Yeah, he's raking in a lot of money. But every time, yesterday when he spoke to union members at some hall, he read pause during the course of his speech. Pause was written on the teleprompter telling him to stop talking, but instead he actually said the word pause, and then of course the White House transcript covered it up by saying it was actually indecipherable. Look, Joe Biden is indecipherable, so when he gets out in front of the public, you really have a problem. And I don't say that totally flippantly. He's old. He's really, I would say, in the early stages, if not middle stages, of dementia, oftentimes confused. And really, does anyone think that is the right person to be running our country at a time of turmoil? The world's always in turmoil. We need a steady and strong hand at the till. And here's the thing. Donald Trump is in court. I think anyone who has looked into this case is vastly offended by the nature of this case. I mean, honestly, let's just talk headlines. Harvey Weinstein gets out who was accused pretty credibly of rape, and Donald Trump is stuck in a jury room. And let's just review so far what we've heard from the prosecution. David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer, paid for stories that were unflattering to Donald Trump during his campaign and buried them. There is nothing illegal there. There's nothing illegal about paying off people, about suppressing the news, or else, hello, the entire White House and FBI would be in jail because that's what they did with the Hunter Biden laptop, where there actually was an underlying crime, which now, thankfully, Hunter Biden is going to be prosecuted for, which is tax fraud. And also lying on a federal form. So, this makes no sense to me. And I think the good news, the one big thing is I think most Americans, fair-minded Americans, and this is a country that actually thinks fairness is an important virtue, are looking at this trial and saying this is ridiculous. And if this is all they've got, move on.
Yeah, it's so true. But apparently it is all they have. And even people, and it's so beyond due respect to President Trump. It's so beyond Trump. I worry about, Liz, sometimes you and I say the wrong thing on the air. There's going to be a knock on our door. I'm telling you, you think about it. You can't go against the regime and the way. And this immunity case, at the Supreme Court. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're even bringing this up. So to your point in your article, they're pulling out all stops, but I don't know that it does resonate, Liz Peek, in this regard. Let me talk to you about the economy, if I may, Liz, while we have you, because I see you with Larry Kudlow. Love you with Larry. Larry always says, Joe's great. He's a work in progress, because sometimes I tell Larry, I like the unions. I'm a union guy. He doesn't like that, But although I told Larry I was very earnest and very honest. You got to get back to the White House, Larry. We need you desperately.
Liz,
I'm telling you, they're doing courts. They're rioting in the streets, the college campuses. I walked out of the grocery store yesterday. I'm embarrassed on the radio to tell you what I spent. I paid taxes this year. I paid more taxes than I thought I would make in a year in any given time. What is going on? Will it stop? Is there a guy named Trump that could stop it? Or do we really? You got to tell Larry next time you're at the desk with him, get back to the White House. What do we have to do to fix this, you know?
I think everyone should focus on the big picture. The big picture is that the federal government and the IMF came out last week and said this, in no uncertain terms, is spending too much money. That is, by its essence, inflationary. The reason Joe Biden goes out on the campaign trail and brags about how the U.S. is outperforming all the other developed nations. Well, as the IMF said, that's because we've blown out our budget. And guess what? No one else has done that. We are spending, relative to our economy, more money than we've ever spent in the history of our country other than World War II. Ask yourself, Joe, why is that? Unemployment is less than 4%. Why are we spending money like there is a catastrophe happening to our economy? And guess what? If we do go into recession, what then? What is the remedy? Because you can't up spending when you're already $34 trillion in debt. We are adding $1 trillion to that debt just every few months. I mean, this is unsustainable. And it is so offensive to me that you've got these huge interest rate hikes coming out of the Federal Reserve to slow down the economy. Meanwhile, on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, they're pushing through trillions in spending that this economy does not need and cannot handle. It is a critical mistake. And by the way, it is bipartisan. You've had Republicans sign on to things like the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a stupid thing to do, and also the CHIPS Act, which I think is an abomination. We've got to stop this spending, and it's going to take someone like Trump, frankly, who only has 4 years to govern, to say, okay, you know what, we're pulling the plug on this stuff. We're going to roll back some of these programs. We're going to recapture some of this money. I hope he's elected, and I hope he does that. It won't be popular, and it could cause some heartbreak occasionally, but the answer is this is unsustainable, and it's all cheesy politics. Trying to get Biden reelected.
Liz Peek, check her out on X at Liz Peek. We just re-X'd the article. Liz, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it so much. And please come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Liz Peek right there. Thank you, Liz. You're most welcome. At Liz Peek on X. Debbie Duhame on the roads, 8:51. Deb, have a great weekend. I'm going to get out of here in a little bit, but I'll talk to you soon. And great. Thanks again for helping out the police at Blue Lives Matter in New York City. And Chaz Palminteri for Cooley's Anemia. Appreciate that very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe. And let's see what's happening. You have a great weekend. Let's go out to the Bruckner eastbound, slowing down at the Hunts Point drawbridge. It's an accident. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward 39th. Watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride to 138 at 195 in Wall Township. An accident just clear, but still kind of busy. Garden State Parkway south at 149, a collision. And on 440 south, right at the New Jersey Turnpike in Edison, a crash being cleared. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
I don't know about you, friend, but when you woke up this morning, where were your kids? Were they safely tucked into bed? Mine were. Well, one of mine wasn't. One was in the living room already on the iPad playing Roblox, and the other two were, yawning and just trying to get out of bed because it was a school day. One of them went into the kitchen, poured herself a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and a bowl of milk, and got her lunch together, and she had all of her stuff. My daughter, she is on it. She knows how to do all of it. My boys, not so much. But here's the thing. When they opened the cabinet, they didn't worry that they weren't going to find food. Today, there are millions of families in Central and South America that will go hungry with no food in any cabinet in their house. And our gifts through Food for the Poor right now will feed a child that will otherwise die. Please call this number, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, New York State Attorney General Letitia James.
We believe that no one is above the law, no matter how powerful they are or how much they profess, how rich they are. The reality is that we stand up for everyone, and particularly New Yorkers.
Saturday at 2:30 and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about LifeVac. I love Arthur Lee. Arthur's a gentleman that came up with the concept of LifeVac, made right in Long Island. You know, when I tell you there are 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. annually. One child dies every 5 days from choking. Older adults are also at risk, increased risk of choking. Will you please get the LifeVac? Go to lifevac.net. Arthur came up with a genius product that is saving, when I tell you, thousands of lives. Thousands of lives. Let's go to lifevac.net right now. Lifevac.net right now. View the videos demonstrating how easy it is to use. You place, you push, you pull. The LifeVac device dislodges an obstruction and suctions out the food or object, you know, in the throat. It's that simple, and it could be self-administered to yourself. It's lifevac.net. Let's get it right now. One for your car, one for your home. Please, Arthur Lee came up with a miraculous product that is saving thousands of lives. LifeVac.net. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. All right, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how are you doing on this Friday?
Well, it was a chilly start, but now we're in for warm-up from here on. It's going to be 62 this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Clear in the overnight, back down to 44. And then tomorrow we have sunshine at first, but it's going to give way to clouds and even some showers late in the day, the high hitting at 61. When the showers depart Sunday, we're left with clouds and a little bit of sunshine, warming all the way up to 74 degrees. And then here we go, Monday, periods of clouds and sun, 82 degrees, Joe.
Here it is, baby. Get that summertime going. Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great weekend. Jeff Nordine right there. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to take off and go be with my little girl and go visit her at school as her very important person. I'm so honored by that. So thank you for understanding. Al and Joe are going to take over, and I want you to have a great weekend. But in the meantime, stay tuned right there to AM 970 The Answer. Would you do that? You know why? Dr. Darren Porcher is coming up. You know why? Jonathan Honig is going to come up, all right? About the economy growing at a slower rate than they thought. Mark Morgan, we're going to talk to Mark about that. The guys are going to talk to Mark about the border situation. Al, have a great weekend. Joey, have a great weekend.
Hey,
Debbie
you too.
As well. And Cara Fasaro and Mike, thanks for answering the phones. We'll podcast the show out at 10 o'clock. I'll be back 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern on AM 970 The Answer. Hey, make it the best weekend ever. Would you do that for me? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops are looking for four suspects who stole high-end bags from a store in Montclair on Monday. Police say the smash and grab happened at Nouvelle and One Savvy Design when the group broke the store's front window. The thieves managed to steal Chanel bags worth tens of thousands of dollars, then fled in a BMW. Police say other consignment shops have also been burglarized. The Westchester County Department of Tourism unveiling a new craft beverage tour that spans throughout the county. Executive George Latimer says the trail will include 24 distilleries and craft breweries throughout the region. Visitors can get a digital passport on their phone to track their progress on the trail. You'll earn rewards you can redeem for prizes along the way. Anyone looking to sign up can do so at visitwestchesterny.com. The world's first tactile braille socks are being introduced on Long Island. John's Crazy Socks of Farmingdale has teamed up with the Guide Dog Foundation to make the socks with raised braille areas. The company says 10% of sales will go to the foundation. The nonprofit Guide Dog Foundation is based in Smithtown, provides guide dogs to individuals who have low vision, other disabilities, or who are blind. In sports, Knicks lost to the 76ers 125-114 in Game 3. Islanders lost to the Hurricanes 3-2. Athletics beat the Yankees 3-1. Giants with the sixth pick picked LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. The Jets picked Penn State offensive tackle Olu Fashanu with the 11th pick. You now know what's going on. Al Gattulo, AM.